Harper Audio presents Shadow War by Sean McFate and Brett Witter. Performed by Peter Burkrot and Jeffrey Kafer. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. Theodore Roosevelt, 1910. With lies you may go forward in the world, but you may never go back. Russian proverb. Prologue. Libya. May 10th, 2014.
"Target ahead," my team leader, Jimmy Miles, said from the lead car.
"Copy that, Alpha One," I replied into my headset, as the outer wall of the abandoned outpost began to emerge from the desert half a mile away. A dark shadow against a dusty brown hill, so slight, most people wouldn't have noticed it was there. I scanned the horizon. Nothing to the east but dunes and distant mountains. The same thing we'd been seeing for the past 4 hours and 200 miles. Nothing in front but a dust track in a desert. The hill to the west was maybe 15 feet at its highest point, rising at a consistent low gradient. It wasn't much more than a tilt of the horizon line, but out here it could hide an army. The perfect place for an ambush, I thought, although that didn't mean much. Every building in this rocky corner of the South Sahara was perfect for an ambush, since they were all built in wadis or against small cliffs to escape the wind. Our contacts, the Tuareg, were the legendary bandit warriors of this harsh world. They knew every foot for 500 miles. But they didn't have GPS, so you couldn't global position a meeting. You had to meet them at a spot like this. This was kinetic country, like the old Wild West. Banditos were common, and law came out of the barrel of a gun. "Steady speed," I said, eyes open. The call had come in 17 hours ago from a new contact in Benghazi. A tribe of Tuareg had 2 cargo trucks full of weapons, and they wanted to deal. Why?
"They were in Mali last year," the contact said. "They fought the French paratroopers at Gao."
I could almost hear the shrug.
"Now they need money."
My instinct was to turn the opportunity down. Too many variables. Maybe the contact sensed my hesitation.
"It's not small arms, I assure you," he said. "It's what you want."
Finding AK-47s and rocket-propelled grenade launchers was easy. The world was awash in them, especially Africa. But surface-to-air missiles, anti-tank rockets, 20-millimeter cannons, those weapons were gold. You laid your hands on them whenever you could.
When? "Tomorrow. 1400, deep southwest near the Algerian border. I'll shoot you the coordinates."
The 200,000 euros had arrived 5 hours ago, on a fishing trawler. The boat had probably come from Malta, our primary Mediterranean financial hub, since the collapse of the Cypriot banking sector. But that wasn't my concern. What mattered was the courier. He had been late, so now I was late. I had intended to arrive at the rendezvous by noon. 2 hours early, but...
"They're here, Charlie One."
"Copy that, Alpha Two," I said flatly, biting off my frustration at the sight of the off-road trucks.
"I trust..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?